One of the issues that many young women are struggling with in their lives, according to a recent survey, is the past. How to get over the past, how to break free from its negative impact. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program today as we take a look at letting go of the past, being set free from the past, from a different perspective. I'm joined again today on the program by Cho Brereton and Janelle Knox, the editors of Mickey Magazine. That's M-I-C-I magazine.com. Fantastic e-mag specifically for young women to help them discover themselves, who God actually made them to be in this cluttered media world where there are so many competing voices, so many competing truths. Cho and Janelle, welcome to the program again today.
Thank you.
I love the way you've designed the magazine. The thing just hangs together so well. You've gone to a lot of trouble to target your market of young women.
Absolutely. We spend a lot of time trying to find out what they think and trying to address their issues.
Yeah, and then make it look as good as it does.
No, it's great. It really is good. And you've gone to a lot of trouble too to find out what's on their minds. Yeah. So I guess you can meet them where they're at, right?
Absolutely.
Tell us a bit about the survey you conducted. You went out and asked them what?
Well, we went out and asked questions about what was it that was concerning you particularly, you know, talking to a range of girls from 14 to about 25. Mm-hmm. And a lot of things came back in terms of, you know, how do I get past things that have happened to me in the past? How do I find out who I am? How do I hear from God? Those kinds of things. You know, what's sex? What's it like in marriage? Is it better outside of marriage? You know, what if I'm gay? How do I navigate that? And what does God say about that? So there's a whole gamut of issues that we've come up against.
One of the ones you mentioned there that we're going to talk about today is overcoming the past. I mean, we all have things good and bad that have happened in our past, and they've shaped us good and bad to be who we are today.
Absolutely.
So what do we do with the past? If we've been hurt in the past, do we sweep it under the carpet? Do we see a therapist? Do we acknowledge it in some way, or do we ignore it? What do we do with the past if things are kind of hanging over us?
I think one of the most important things is that to acknowledge it, despite the fact that whether other people acknowledge it or not. I think it's easy to just walk away from the past and forget about it. But what I think a lot of people don't realise is that it really does influence how you behave now. I mean, it could have been something that happened 10, 15, 20 years ago, and yet you were still being that person from the consequences of that. So absolutely acknowledge it. It's important to bring it forward, to actually spend time thinking about it and working through it and then dealing with it.
And we found, you know, obviously it's a process. It's not just a one-time thing. You can't just have one session or one conversation that can take away some of the pain that some of these girls have gone through. You know, some of these issues are really serious issues. They've been sexually abused. They've been physically abused. You know, they've been, I guess, verbally abused. There's also, you know, what we've spoken about earlier, peer pressure and all of those things that can play into their world. And so the past is a big deal as much as their future is a big deal. And like Cho's just mentioned, you have to acknowledge it. You have to come to a place of going, it's okay to speak about it. And you need to bring that to God in order to get some healing. You know, maybe take it to a person that you trust so that you can talk through some of the things and get an outsider's perspective on what's going on. You know, if you need to get counselling, counselling isn't for the weak. It's for those people that need some steps to bring them to a place of healing. And so healing, it's about physical wellness and it's also about spiritual wholeness. And I think that's a really important key is spiritually you need to be whole as well. And God can bring that wholeness to you. But there are some tools that you may need help with, and that's okay to ask for them.
Yeah. It's kind of a bizarre thing. If something bad's happened in our lives in the past, we kind of want to get over it. We want to move on from it, and yet somehow there's a grip. It holds us back.
Yeah.
Any insights? Why is that?
Well, look, I think that stuff that happens in the past actually shapes our personality. It shapes what we think. It shapes what we believe. And I think that's why it becomes such an inherent thing. You know, I've actually been brought up around a lot of anger. So I grew up just being an angry person. And I thought that that's just how I was. I thought that was my personality. And I thought that that's how I was born. But in fact, it actually ended up being a result of the environment that I was in. So I actually had to go and address that anger, find out what the triggers were, and understand why I was angry in the first place when it was such something so silly that would just make me absolutely explode. You know, you really have to understand, make a link between your behavior and, you know, things that could have happened in the past. It's so important, because otherwise it becomes a familiar thing and you think that that's just how you are, and really you're not.
And so then the past ends up ruining our present and robbing us of the future.
Absolutely. In a very real way. Yeah. Very real way.
When it's undealt with. Absolutely.
When it's undealt with. Absolutely.
What about forgiveness? What role does forgiveness have to play in letting go of the past?
Forgiveness is, it's a huge thing. And yeah, and I think the hardest thing is forgiving yourself. You know, sometimes it's really, you can get to a place of forgiving somebody else. Even when the thing is a really huge thing that's happened, you can sometimes forgive that person and go, okay, you know, if I saw them on the street, it'd be all right. I can forgive them. I've forgiven them in my heart of hearts. But forgiving yourself, even when some kind of abuse may have been against you.
That's the bizarre thing, isn't it? Yeah. Someone's abused and they blame themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and it's a spiritual thing that comes into it too. Sorry to be spiritual about it, but I think that those things that come to tell you again what you're not, and you need to get God's voice and speak God's truth over your life. This is one thing that I had to do when I first became a Christian. I'd come out of a whole bunch of things and, you know, I really had to spend time daily speaking God's truth over my life. I had to quote scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture over my life in order to get God's perspective and God's truth on who I was, not listening to the world around me, not listening to those voices of people from my past who were still trying to say, you should still be back here. You know, what do you think you're doing over there? So sometimes it really is about tooling yourself up in the right way and getting God's perspective, speaking the truth over your life, because that is the absolute truth. And that will break any of those negative voices, those negative things that even the enemy tries to hold you back with. Because again, it's a spiritual thing. There are spiritual forces at work. You know, spiritual, it says that we don't fight just against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers in the air. It really comes back to understanding that sometimes you've done everything you can physically in this world that we can do, but sometimes you need to take a spiritual approach as well.
The single most powerful healing force in my life has been the Word of God.
Absolutely.
If I had not spent the time I have in God's Word, and I'm really blessed because I get to do this as my gig in life, right?
Yeah.
Unreal. But nevertheless, I used to read the Bible and find all these sermons. I now read the Bible for myself.
Mm.
And the single most powerful thing, I mean, John chapter 8, right? The woman who's caught in adultery.
Right.
Adultery today is a lifestyle choice. Back then, you got stoned to death for it.
Right.
She's dragged out in front of Jesus. She's embarrassed. She's ashamed. They want to stone her to death, and Jesus physically puts himself between her and the crowd that wants to stone her to death. Just wrap your mind around that.
Yeah.
Instead of condemning her, instead of wagging his finger, he puts himself between her and the crowd. Isn't that awesome?
It's absolutely awesome. And he never speaks one word of condemnation to her. He says, well, is there anyone here left to condemn you? And she's like, no, everyone's gone. And he's like, well, I don't condemn you either. Go, but sin no more. And that's the
radicalness of Jesus' forgiveness.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, Bernie, we've been talking about God throughout these whole series of programs. And like, you know, there are times when we speak about God and you think, oh man, you know, that seems so out there. But I'm telling you, it is the absolute key to everything. Yeah. And it is the absolute truth. No matter how lame it comes across, that is how we go from A to B in life.
Beautiful. We love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you and your friends draw even closer to God. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. The best news is that it's free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. Completely up to you. It's God's Word, Fresh, for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just hop on the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up waiting for you right there. And as a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. We pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through His Word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.